Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I need to lose weight. Diet. Deprivation. Misery. Ugh.
What if you could lose weight without feeling awful? R3 Weight Loss by Susan Torberg is the real food plan you've been dreaming about. No calorie counting or journaling. A doable plan for real life. With R3 Weight Loss, you'll break those sugar and carb cravings but still be able to eat things you love, teaching you discipline and managing your weight for life. Visit r3weightlossplan.com. $39 will change your life.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. Today, my guest is Leslie Scholey, a wife and mother of five and blogger at Life in Every Limb. Leslie, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. So you write a blog about social justice and about, you said, just things that interest you.
Yes.
And your quote comes from, I think this kind of ties in, your quote comes from when you were writing X-Files fan fiction.
That's correct.
So, which is maybe not what listeners expected when they clicked on a Catholic podcast. Let's talk X-Files. But let's talk X-Files. Can you tell us a little bit about the fiction you were writing?
Yes, and actually it really does tie in to a Catholic evangelization thing, although I didn't really think about it at the time I was doing it. I don't really watch much TV, and my husband used to watch The X-Files, and he wanted me to watch it with him, and I said, oh, it's scary, and I don't think I'll like it, and he said, you'll love it, and then he was kind of sorry, because I became what you might call a focused fan, and everybody knew for years that you just did not call me that 1 hour a week when that was on, and it was really what got me on the internet way, way back when the internet was just starting to be kind of a thing. And so I found out you could write, you know, that people were writing these stories about it. And I don't know how much you know about the show since it's been so long since it was on.
Yeah, and I was also scared of it and thought I wouldn't like it. And I didn't have anyone, I didn't have like a gateway to get me into that. I just said, no thanks.
Well, and I don't normally like scary things, but I got really more, it was really more about the characters, you know, in the end, mm-hmm. like so many, any kind of good literature or show is. And so one of the two main characters, Dana Scully, she's Catholic. And that's kind of rare to see a Catholic main character. And she wasn't really, you know, super religious. She was kind of fallen away from her faith, but she did. She always wore a cross around her neck. And it came up occasionally in various shows. So whenever I would write a story about it, I would always work that in. I wrote one where she went to confession one time for something that she'd done. You know, I would have her have conversations about God with Mulder, who was a non-believer, who believed basically in everything else you could possibly think of to believe in except God, which was always kind of ironic and would irritate her. So I was always writing about that. And so my quote came about when I wrote a story, what you call an alternate universe story, something that wouldn't really happen in the show, because in fact, Scully dies in the story. And before each section of the little story I was writing, I wanted a good quote that kind of would symbolize or sum up where I was going with that little section. And that's how I found this quote, by looking in Bartlett's familiar quotations for one that would fit, that would suit the topic. And basically the story is kind of the whole story in which she dies in the story. Her partner, Mulder, comes to believe in God by the end of the story. So I was evangelizing my little X-Files stories, although I didn't think about it, you know, when I was doing it. That's not what I thought I was doing.
Right, it's just natural. And that's really the most authentic and probably the most effective kind of evangelization, where it just naturally comes out of you and your interests in whatever, wherever God leads you.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. So your quote is, cast all your cares on God, that anchor holds.
Right.
By Alfred Lord Tennyson in his poem, Enoch Arden. I hope I'm saying that right.
I think that's
English
right.
English major over here.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my goodness. I took, I think, one class on poetry because I had to. And I enjoyed it, but I just didn't know what to do after that. So yeah, so this is fabulous. However many years later, here we are. So can you tell us a little about, okay, so that was, I imagine this is near the end of your story, or this was when Scully realized she was near her own end?
It was, let's see, how did I, think if I was more thinking about, yes, it was near the end of the story. Okay. When she already knew that she was in the hospital, she was going to die within a matter of days. And it was talking about, you know, relying on your faith at that time.
Beautiful. And was this, and this was like a moment, this was part of the moment that helped Mulder kind of re-look at things?
Yeah. Yeah. Watching her faith, how calm she was and resigned. And then he went to the chapel in the hospital just to get a little break. And he came upon a priest there who talked to him, who was kind to him. And he, at the very end of the story, he goes back to the chapel and he's praying and she's died. And all of a sudden he like feels her presence and realizes that she still exists, that he'll never really be alone. And that strengthens him to get up and go out. Well, it was a tearjerker. Many people wrote me and told me how much it made them cry.
I'm laughing, but that's wonderful.
I was really proud of that. You know, you like it when you make people cry when you're a writer.
So. I do. When I've written things that make people cry, I like fist bump. And then I'm like, yeah. No, I meant it. I wasn't trying to play with you. It's just encouraging to know that you struck a chord with someone.
Yeah, that you moved, you were able to move people with your words. So.
Absolutely. So then how does this, I mean, without aliens, how do we look at this quote?
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you, without aliens, so I was laughing.
Like in your own life, how have you, like once you found this, kind of what did it tap? Why do you think you were drawn to it in the first place? And then how has it kind of stayed part of your life?
I think the funny thing is, when I told you this is the quote that I wanted to use and I was looking for the source of it, I didn't remember at first where I'd gotten it. It's just something that I'm always saying to myself in my head. And I couldn't really, I was like, now where did I, because it was strange to me that I couldn't think, you know, what poem it came from or who had even said it. I had to Google all that myself to find out who said it, what poem it was from. And so I was thinking, why don't I know that? And then it suddenly came back to me the way now that I'm older, it takes things a while to suddenly come to me at times. that it had been from
like
that
a slower setting.
Because I've used it more like a prayer kind of, or a mantra, I guess.
I mean, it sounds like a psalm.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so that's something I also came upon in my research for this podcast, is that it really is very similar to a Bible verse. The Bible verse is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And that verse is, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And, the funny thing about that is that when I was a little girl, I had I used to go to this thing called the Bible Mission when I was a little kid. It was a Protestant thing, but run a family that I knew from school, a Catholic family, but they had a big house and they let these people, this nice old Baptist lady, have this Bible study class at their house once a month. It was she'd tell a Bible story and we'd memorize Bible verses and you would get prizes. The more you memorized, the more prizes you could get. So I got this plaque to hang on my wall and it wasn't the whole quote, but it was the part that at the end, and it was the King James Bible. So it said, he careth for you. So this at the second half of 1 Peter 5:7. And I had that on my wall, you know, for many, many years. And I just discovered that today, that it was the second half of this quote that's so similar to my quote that we're talking about. So I'm sure that means something. And then in another odd coincidence, which also happened today, do you know, are you familiar with Radio Free Babylon at all?
I've heard of it. Yes.
They published this little comic called Coffee with Jesus, daily comic. And I love Coffee with Jesus. And today's Coffee with Jesus, Jesus was sitting there drinking coffee with one of the characters in the film, the comic strip. And she was talking about, you know, all her cares. And he said, cast your cares on me. That was today.
What? So, oh, my goodness.
That was today's first thing I saw when I opened my phone up this morning. So. Anyway, for me, this is more of a prayer, really, than a quote. It's something I say to myself and have said to myself when I feel, you know, really overwhelmed, really alone, when I feel like I have nobody in real life, God's in real life, but you know what I mean, no people, no human being to turn to in a particular moment when I feel like close to despair. I would just say that to myself, cast your cares on God, that anchor holds, cast your cares on God, that anchor holds. You know, and I think I like the symbol, the anchor, or that part. I really like the part that's not in the Bible, but is in the quotation.
No, that part is really compelling to me too, because I'm seeing the anchor in my head and it's very strong and sturdy. And that image is a powerful way to connect to God too.
Yes. And if you've ever If you've ever seen an actual anchor, you know, when you go on a tour of some big boat, they're huge, you know, they're these big, huge, massive things. And then you think to yourself, that thing must really be heavy because this boat is really big. And yet it could, you could throw that in the water and the boat wouldn't move. And so it really is a really powerful, strong, I think, image of faith to me. And I guess one thing I feel like is that I've had some bad things happen to me, but my faith was never really an issue for me, you know, having faith, trusting in God, that kind of thing. And I feel like this quotation kind of symbolizes that for me.
Awesome. And you said you've told it to other people. This is like a thing that people know that you say. Your kids, I imagine, know.
I mean, I would assume that they, I mean, I don't say it to them. It's more, it's more my own internal thing that I say to myself. It's kind of my comforting thing that I'm sure I've mentioned it to them, but you know how kids are.
Yeah. But sometimes they pick up on things too, that you don't realize they've been listening, and you get kind of surprised, for better or for worse.
No, that is very true. I mean, the X-Files would be a case in point. they're all X-Files fans in this house. You know, so you pass on your likes, and you pass on the things you believe into your kids just by living your life.
Yes. Yes. Which is evangelization.
Yes. Most important evangelization of all.
I love that. Oh, that's so beautiful. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up there. There's a lot to think about there. You know, I started this podcast, I had no idea I'd be talking X-Files, but here we are.
That's the fun thing about it, isn't it? You just never know what you're going to come up with.
The Holy Spirit moves in so many ways that, you know, I think we so easily box God and faith into a little compartment, but he's truly in all things.
Yes.
I had no idea Dana Scully was a Catholic. That's fabulous. Oh my gosh. Just the other little bits and pieces I wonder. I mean, obviously, like someone who was writing that show, right, decided this is an important element of this character, and let's see what happens when we put her in this situation. And that's just fascinating, because I'm sure if we dug in and did like an academic study of it, there would be little pieces of Catholicism here and there too, right? Because there's like seeds of truth.
Absolutely.
In all kinds of things in the world. And then if we're looking for it, and if our hearts are open to it, then it draws us back to him.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right, friends. Well, I will have links to Leslie's work, to her blog, and to where you can find her on social media in the show notes. So please go check her out. Follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Leslie, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Oh, thank you. It was so much fun, Lizzie.
And listeners, as always, to suggest a quote or a guest, follow the show on Instagram, quoteme_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindseyschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your shows, and tell a friend. That is it for season one of Quote Me. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll be back in the new year with some fabulous new episodes, so stay tuned.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.